You're listening to the audio production of A Miracle of Hope by Ruth Reed, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Mia Gaskin.
A Miracle of Hope is dedicated to my brother Paul Drost. Anytime I write about wood stoves or cutting wood, I can't help but recall the winter you moved in with me. I couldn't seem to get the wood stove to hold a fire or keep the pipes from freezing. Then you arrived and cut a different wood to burn. It was so hot inside the house I had to open the windows to get air. I love you. Oh, and I'm sorry you came back from Colorado to learn I had sold your car for $15. Chapter 1.
I promise my name, not my heart.
Lindy Wise recalled the words in Josiah's letter that detailed the terms. Not that it mattered what the marital arrangements were. As her older brother Eli had pointed out, she couldn't possibly expect more. All she had to offer any man was a marred life. Eli leaned closer.
"It's going to be okay," he said,
repeating what he had said shortly after they boarded the bus last evening. Several hours later, his tone still lacked certainty.
"Cedar Ridge is a smaller district than ours. I think you'll like the people."
He paused briefly, then continued when she failed to respond.
"I met many of the members at Caroline Plank's funeral. Josiah was out of sorts coping with his Fra's unexpected death."
His voice droned on, sounding like a far-off woodpecker hammering away on a rotting tree trunk.
"The winters are longer than ours. You did pack your wool socks, yeah?"
Lindy nodded mechanically, a trait she'd only recently acquired. She lent an ear but remained silent. She hoped her brother's assumptions were right. Eli had hardly mentioned Josiah Plank in the 3 years since his wife's death. It wasn't until her brother returned last month from what he called a business trip that he spoke about his childhood friend again. When Eli and his wife Margaret talked about Josiah, it was as if they were trying to set Lindy up on a pen pal courtship. She discovered a few short weeks later that they were arranging much more than a distant courtship. They were setting her up for marriage. Over the past few months, Lindy had carried the weight of the members' scornful stares. Nothing had hurt worse than when Moses, the man she loved, rejected her, or when his sister Mary openly rebuked her. Even after Lindy knelt in confession, the church member's estrangement continued. So did the gossip.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?